This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
There's an echo.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The spirit of liberty is so much more beautiful, so much more dynamic. There's really no choice between it and tyranny. But tyranny always seeks to build an artificial matrix-like reality to insert us into their fantasy land, into Plato's cave, so that we're not aware of the wider universe and the wider choices of free will around us. Truth is, we're the real liberals. Those that promote Orthodox Islam and globalism and communism are the losers. They can't compete with an open society. They don't want to be on a level playing field. That's why they're despots. And that's why it's time for the sleeping giant that is humanity to rise up. In the information war and affect the future battle space, so when the New World Order launches its final takedown, they will be brought down and not us. All right, Jonah. In Canada, finish comeback to what Bracken just said to your point.
Perfect. Yeah. So like I was saying, the buildup of forces in Eastern Europe is the biggest threat to human survival.
Yeah. If the Russians were massing troops on our border like that, I would be saying get ready for war. I would be pissed.
Yeah. And obviously Russia is just going to counter that by bringing more troops. And then our media only reports that. So then it looks like, oh, they're going to say they're building troops, so we have to build more troops.
Exactly. Let's go back to Bracken. Great point. Here's the issue. Russia, compared to us more and more, is like promoting freedom because we're run by such authoritarians. What's the authoritarian, because you're a soldier, smart guy, what is the calculus on just starting a war with Russia out of nothing and trying to hype it in the media and having the heads of NATO and generals say, we need lots of dead Russians on Fox News?
Yeah, I was actually a Russian studies major, so it's kind of interesting for me in that way. I've always followed very closely going back through Russian history. I tie this directly to the DNC email scandal. You can see how the globalists, their immediate go-to boogeyman now is Russia. This is important to me more for a matter of messaging and how the media can all take the same talking point. I saw something.
It's okay
the other day
that Hillary stole the primaries because the Russians don't like it.
The Russian, but it wasn't North Koreans like Sony. Right away it was Russians. Now we have heard only a little bit of scan information that could actually point really that way. One of the things was something real simple, like, well, one of the hackers was using a Cyrillic language keyboard. In my world, that would mean not Russia, because at this level, unless it was just a Russian hacker like, in his mother's apartment. But I mean, if it's Russian government level, then the false trail would be led through a Chinese keyboard or a North Korean keyboard.
Sure. But I mean, my issue is, who cares if Russia did it? They're exposing carbon taxes and Hillary stealing elections.
Well, but here's the thing. Russia would have less motive than anybody. So to me, this is a false victim targeting thing by the globalists. Because if the Russians, I assume that they have all of the 30,000 emails, the top security stuff included, that was on her server, along with the Iranians, the Chinese, and anonymous hackers, they would want Hillary to be in the White House so that they could blackmail her, so they could dangle some damning top secret SCI, SAP program stuff.
That's a good point.
And say, this is in Drudge Report tomorrow, unless, we do this deal. But as far as a war with Russia goes, I think that, once again, it's a question of trying to ride the tiger and calibrate just when you're going to jump off. A plan to ride a tiger is not the same as riding the tiger. A plan to lead up to war with Russia, but not have a war, to just foment a crisis that'll be part of the background for why there's no election this fall, is more likely. Now, a lot of wars begin where they thought it would just be a bluff. We're just going to bluff them and they're going to back down. And that's how wars sometimes begin. But remember, both of these sides have nuclear weapons.
No, you're right. I mean, doesn't this, Matt, historically, though, show that we really have an out-of-control elite? I mean, this is all very reckless.
Well, the media to me, is becoming a function. They're functioning actors now. the media that, for example, are still parroting Islamophobia and the biggest...
Total willing accomplices. Stay there. Let's talk about that, because never has the media been so in sync with the corrupt elements that have hijacked our government. More calls as well from Bosnia, New York, Tennessee, Canada, Florida.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
I've never offered 40% off on Brainforce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic, 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 20% off Supermel Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Lambe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship, get 10% off on top of that. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale Fundraiser now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone. 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I have two different sheets. I have the 28-hour rundown of who's coming on, and then I have this other sheet just for the first 3-4 hours. And I didn't have William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, who's going to come on and talk about the fact that they weren't allowed to look at Islamic terror. They were told to spy on everybody. And that's when he resigned in 2001 after the attacks. And then they SWAT teamed his house, the rest of it. He said they had systems that absolutely shut this down. He's the guy that ran the operations against the Russians. One of the greatest mathematicians and code breakers ever. The guy's an idiot savant. I mean, he's not dumb when you talk to him. He's super smart. It's scary, scary smart, talking about the different ways they do these things. And I'm not bragging, but I was talking about some of the interdimensional lenses and signatures and things. And he was like, how do you know about that? And that was from doing some research years ago, my dad telling me about how they really break codes. And it's some pretty heavy stuff. But there's a lot of stuff going on. The point is that science has gotten to a very, very high level, and I'm just going to stop right there because I don't even completely understand it. But it's reached a level like magic at this point. I want to ask Matt Bracken up next week because so much is happening. This is intensifying. Unfortunately, his analysis more and more is coming true. and his warning is so important. I know we have loaded phones here from Bosnia and from all over the place. You'll get to talk to William Binney, obviously, when he is joining us. But just finishing up with Matt Bracken, clearly we have an insane elite, Matt, and I just hope that the Pentagon and others that have been more sane, like General Flynn, exposing that Obama and others were backing ISIS and Al-Qaeda, I hope that somehow we're able to derail what's happening. I'm not lionizing the Pentagon, but they seem to be really resisting a lot of this insanity because they don't want to, you know, have their grandkids killed or kids killed, I guess. They're not psychopaths. But the actual elite running things, these globalists, these socialists, these George Soros types, are very messianic. I mean, Soros has given interviews where he says he believes he's basically the Christ. These people are insane, and I don't see how we stop them, because even though they're frauds, even though they're collapsing, they're in power. And I agree with you. I think they're going to try to kill Trump. I think if Trump gets into power, before he actually gets into office, they might pull something big. I mean, we're seeing things happen in this country that have never happened before, and it seems like the establishment doesn't care what we know or what we do. They're acting like they know something we don't know, Matt.
Yeah, I think that the train is heading for a bridge that's not there, possibly, and that's what they know, and that they've got a plan for a siding, but the rest of us go over the edge. Then they declare it an emergency and how unfortunate it is. As far as things that we can do, I think that, you know, I despair of waiting for any generals or senior FBI. SES is what they call senior executive service. Those are the civilian generals that run all of these agencies. I'm waiting for any resignations other than Phil Haney. I really haven't seen any, you know, whistleblowers, which is really a shame. So we have to accept the fact that FBI, DHS, they've been suborned. They're being run by Muslim Brotherhood. Either knowingly or as useful idiots. But where it's going to matter is these refugees. The refugees are a battlefront. The refugees are part of this war. They're a fulcrum of this war. If your town accepts 100 Muslim men called children, but they could be 30 and they're saying that they're 16, if your town accepts them, your town is screwed. Your town just got 100 Hitler youth, for example, going back to my 1930s analogy. So we need to put pressure on law enforcement at the local and state level not to cooperate with the feds, who have clearly been suborned by Team Tyranny. So if, for example, if you're in local law enforcement and you're tasked with providing coverage at a demonstration where the FBI is going to come into town with a half dozen guys and they're expecting 50 local law enforcement to be their muscle, refuse to cooperate. The people that know when these secret flights are coming in at night, getting loaded onto the big buses, taken to rehabilitated, bankrupt hotels, which are now being used as secret refugee transit centers. The people that know this information need to leak it. If you're not part of Team Tyranny and Team Treason, then you need to at least be calling Alex Jones.
That's right, because if you don't leak it or resist it, you're actually on that team. And
you'll be treated that way.
Here's my final point. That's it. Our own media and the European media, now the name is Ali, they change it to David, and then they give him an English last name as well, surname. They will not say when it's an Allah Akbar or pledge to ISIS. It's unified information warfare that you wouldn't just expect your own government to use. It's such black propaganda that you would only expect to be used by an authoritarian state. And then it's used against us. So what I'm saying is, I've never seen them take the gloves off like this and put brass knuckles on. This is clearly a military operation. There's got to be 100 times the refugees they're saying coming in. My alma mater has 231, and that's just a high school in Austin. All the other high schools have it. All the other sub-schools have it. Thousands per school, total from first grade to 12th. They say 400 in Texas total. Hell, it's 400 at two high schools. What is going on here?
Yeah, and the media that are acting as the mouthpiece, as the Goebbels, arm of it, the media are now players. The media that is selling this invasion by saying, oh, I had no idea. Look, if you have no idea in 2016, then you're either a useful idiot or you're a witting traitor. And we are going to start holding people to account, because we can all see when they're screaming Allah Akbar, when they're killing priests or driving kids over in a truck, when they're screaming Allah Akbar, we know what it is. And anybody who's at this point saying, we don't know what it is. We're looking for their motives. You are a traitor. FBI, please wake up. Throw some cold water. Take a cold shower. Think about J. Edgar Hoover in the 1930s taking a dive like you cowards, you disgraceful, dishonorable cowards at the FBI have done. I expect so much more from you. Covering up for the Muslim Brotherhood, looking the other way at these terror mosques. Then Orlando happens and you pretend you had no idea. It's disgraceful and dishonorable. And we're going to hold you to account at Nuremberg after the last World War. You know, I was just following orders, got people hanged. If you think your excuse is going to be, I was just following orders, that's going to get you hanged. If there's some super 9/11 that happens, there will be an accounting.
Matt, I hear you, and I'm not defending the FBI and others, but you know in San Bernardino 2 years before, they were tracking the husband and wife going back to Saudi Arabia and Pakistan for training. They started a criminal Justice Department investigation on the two agents for investigating those two, and they are all over them, prosecuting them and firing them if they do. I think it really falls to us, the American people, even more than the FBI, for the fact that we're so passive, it's allowed this to happen. I mean, we got William Binney about to come on, who's the paramount.
I just want to ask the FBI agents, is your paycheck and your pension worth more than your honor, your integrity, and your country? Look in the mirror, Mr. FBI man. Fidelity, bravery, integrity. Is it integrity or is it just paycheck and pension? Seriously.
Well, I mean, I tell you, it'd be one thing if they were taking us over a couple generations. They appear to be doing this very, very quickly. And so we need to just do this for your pension. I mean, there's not going to be any future here. Obviously, things are getting so cataclysmic. Matt Bracken, thank you so much for the time. The website's excellent. The essays, the books, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Now, joining us for the hour, I'm leaving in about 25 minutes because I've got to go get ready for the rest of the broadcast, is one of my heroes, but Anthony Gagliardi's going to come in and be talking to him and giving him the floor. William Binney, you talk about where are the whistleblowers. William Binney is one of the top code breakers, one of the top mathematicians. I mean, just separately, Mainline News says he's one of the greatest code breakers in history. And this is a guy that helped defeat the Soviet Union. He's broken down already here previously that they were tracking Al-Qaeda and other groups and specifically what was going on, but it only cost $20, $30 million a year or even lower. But they wanted to spend billions to spy on everybody, and so he resigned, tried to talk to Congress, as you're supposed to, legally and lawfully, and they said they SWAT-teamed him, tried to prosecute others, and it's continued on with Obama, not just Bush. So he's the former technical leader for the National Security Agency, the guy that actually ran the NSA, not the political director, and basically equivalent of a multi-star general before becoming a whistleblower in late 2001 after more than 30 years with the agency. Binney has been described as one of the best analysts and codebreakers in NSA history. He continues to speak out about the NSA's data collection policies and continues interviews in the media regarding his experiences. He's come to Austin to visit with us. He has a lot of courage, exposedfacts.org, agoodamerican.org. That's the new documentary film that he and Drake and others are in. There's also obviously an Oliver Stone movie coming out dealing with all of this. And so here to talk about the film, here to talk about the latest developments, here to talk about what's unfolding is William Binney. William, thank you for joining us. Do we have him there, guys? Or do we lose him?
Yeah, I lost you there for a second, Alex. Yeah, but I'm here.
Good to have you, sir. Good to talk to you.
Well, it's good to be back with you.
Where do we start? I mean, I want to get into the film, what's happening in NSA, but just the fact that they know about these jihadis all over the place, even though when they're convicted terrorists, they're still letting them in. I mean, how do you respond to that?
Well, I just think they're all deluded. They're insane. I mean, they're not doing anything smart. I mean, you should let people into the country only when you could vet them and know who they are, where they're coming from, and what they stand for. I mean, otherwise, it's just like open borders and it's insanity.
Absolutely, sir. Where to begin with the NSA and what's developed since the last time you were on with us 6 months ago?
Since then, Alex, we've started a coalition of privacy groups and civil liberties groups inside the U.S. here, and we've got connections worldwide now, and we're trying to get that coalition is being joined by about 30 members of Congress, and we're getting this coalition to move to first to open up the DODIG report, which exposes all the crimes and fraud and waste that they've got. But it really goes into the reasons why they did this bulk acquisition data, because there was so much money behind it, and there was so much corruption internally between the companies involved and the officials of the NSA. In fact, that report, according to my sources, implied that they let or referred two criminal prosecutions to the Department of Justice. So. And those, of course, went nowhere, because if they opened up the can of worms there with those referrals, that would expose everybody to criminality, and they didn't want to do that.
So it's the same too big to fail. Hillary's too corrupt to jail because it'll bring everybody down. The banks are too big fail, so let them loot us.
Yeah, I mean, they're all a part of it, too. So you have to all stick together. I mean, if you're all criminals, one has to defend the other. That's the point.
Very well said, sir. Let's talk about A Good American. The new film is coming out. Very, very exciting. It's a gripping docu-thriller about a groundbreaking surveillance program, the brilliant mastermind behind it, and how this perfect alternative to mass surveillance was killed by the NSA management for money 3 weeks prior to 9/11. I got to say, you got a lot of courage, what you did 15 years ago, what you've been doing since then, and now being in this film.
Well, yeah, the film basically goes through my career at NSA, and toward the end it gets into what led up to mass surveillance, how we got there, and how they corrupted the entire process, and why they did it for money, of course, as the main driver, but also to build empires. They wanted to build empires in contracting and in government. That was also a large motive for them. But it also gets into saying that there was simply an alternative to mass surveillance that existed all along, and they suppressed that, and they did it because they wanted mass amounts of money. So we all got fleeced because of these criminals.
That's right. And then as you explained, but I mean, since you talked about this, you didn't go public to a few years after you first talked to Congress, but everything you talked about has been admitted that they surveil everything, so it's like needle in a haystack. Everything's worthless instead of targeted surveillance that's legal and lawful.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it would have been very simple to get warrants to do the things you want to do. I mean, there's nothing, there was no impediment to doing that. That was true all along. And yet they made out that it was such a difficult process and all of that. That was just another pack of lies, which are all these lies are also exposed in the DODIG.
Plus, you don't need a warrant to target overseas assets.
No, not there, but in the U.S. you do, yeah.
Sure, but I mean, most of it's overseas. I mean, because a lot of the stuff's between the U.S. and overseas, you can always just target the overseas end, correct?
Yeah, but now you see what they're doing is over half of it is in the U.S.
No, I understand,
half their collection, yeah.
And we know it's being politically used. In fact, a lot of experts have talked about the fact that a lot of NSA is directly targeted in other agencies at people in their own agencies.
Yeah, that's right. And I maintain they used it against Elliot Spitzer because he was going after the bankers on Wall Street for criminality and defrauding people. So they had to get rid of him to protect their bankers.
Yeah, why did they go after Spitzer for a hooker? I mean, I'm not for him or against him, but there is this vitriol against Spitzer, and I just don't see how having a hooker is a reason to make a big national scandal.
Yeah, but I guess the point to protect the move, that the probable cause for going after him was to protect their bankers, not for any other evidence of criminality. I mean, they had to go into financial transactions, credit card and phone and stuff like that to find something to use against him to get rid of him.
Wow. Now, let's say you're on national TV, which you basically are. This is a bigger audience than most national TV shows. What would you just impart in 5 minutes to the general public about what's happening in this culture?
Well, we're losing our fundamental rights. I mean, they're scrapping. I call it treason against the founding principles of this nation. They're subverting the Constitution, and they're doing it mostly in secret, and they're trying to get everybody over time, slowly, incrementally, like raising the temperature on the frog in the water till you get them cooked.
Yes.
That's fundamentally where we're at. We're in the water being slowly cooked. And at the end result is a state that's a total surveillance state, basically a totalitarian state for whoever's in the White House. So I think we're electing an imperial president, basically.
Sure. I mean, I know you're pretty much nonpartisan, but when you look at the fact that they try to say that superdelegates they just created back in the 70s but never implemented could just nix delegates in popular vote, they failed with Trump. But with Hillary, Sanders clearly won most of the big states and would be the nominee, but they just had superdelegates decide that she would be the nominee. Unprecedented to see that type of behavior. That type of behavior going on, and it just makes me ask, wow, you know, we don't have a Fourth Amendment, why even have voting? I mean, at a certain point, the bottom falls out.
Yeah. Well, plus, of course, the DNC, members of the DNC were kind of slanting the entire process against Bernie.
Well, absolutely. They stole the election from him, and the emails have come out. Yeah. So who do you think is really behind those emails? The latest one's getting hacked. They keep saying it's the Russians.
Well, I don't know. He has a problem. Hillary has with NSA. And I know that NSA, of course, had those emails. So also probably CIA, because they share. And many other countries in the world could also access them through different programs, IC Reach or X Key Store. Those programs could get into that data. And by the way, to trace who's ever tapping into that, you could use X Key Store, as Edward Snowden said, very easily to trace who's doing that. And, you know, they had some private company look in, and they looked at, I guess, they looked for a specific set of attacks, which the Russians used, and they found one. So the Russians were hacking, so were everybody else in the world. So,
I was about to say, it's like a feeding frenzy when you're feeding carp at the Japanese garden, because, I mean, everybody's targeting the DNC and RNC. They admit major agencies are spying on Congress. I mean, this is a free-for-all. So you're saying there's no way to tell where those emails came from, sir?
Well, I mean, you have to have a real good network log that goes into the DNC server. But as far as I know, they haven't done it. I think that's probably what the FBI is going to be about, and there they'll be able to lay out how many people hacked in.
Well, why does it seem that Democrats are more sloppy than Republicans? I mean, maybe that's just a misconception, but it seems like they don't do much to protect what they're doing.
Yes, and in fact, that's one of the questions I had here, which got written up in a blog. If it was a known attack, why didn't they have a defense for it? If it's known, why they should have a defense for that? I mean,
like when we have known attacks here every month, we have services that just update plugins, and we have security companies that are always updating stuff. Why don't they do that?
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. And that was the whole point. The other of it is that means, like for example, in NSA, don't want problems fixed because that will close windows for them. They won't be able to see into other things or hack into them if those things are closed. So it'll make it more difficult. They'll make their job more difficult. So that's one of the reasons.
Let's be clear. They leave the internet with holes in it so they can run around stealing just as easy.
Yeah, because it's a window into whoever has that system or firewall or whatever it is they're hacking through. It allows them to get in to see what they're doing. If that means they've got a problem, they can't.
William Binney, let me ask you this question.
Don't fix it.
Are things getting better or worse with spying? I mean, I know you're not in the agency anymore, but talking to your colleagues, I mean, has there been any reform or is it just getting worse?
I think it's just getting worse because they keep arguing they need more data when, in fact, even internally at NSA and analysts are saying data is not intelligence. You know, we're drowning in information and we can't figure anything out because there's too much data to look at. That's what's being said.
Because they're not profiling.
There.
Everybody knows you're profiled.
I'm sorry, what was that, Al?
Because they don't do targeting. They're not targeting.
Right, it's just mass collection and dumping.
Wow. Well, tell me about the new film. I can't wait to see it. It's coming out in September, I'm told.
Yes, it'll be opening in I think the 23rd of September here in the United States. And it's basically we're going to be using it with this coalition of privacy groups and civil liberties groups as a lever to try to strike a hammer to open up that DOJ to the public, because most of what they redacted out of the report is unclassified, and that's really the knucklebusters for the intelligence agency. It exposes all their crimes and all their lying and everything to people. They came along and said everything was legal. Well, you know, it wasn't. I mean, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled their bulk acquisition was illegal, and so did federal judges. A couple of them had ruled it was unconstitutional.
Absolutely. Stay there and do a few more minutes with our guests and a bunch of breaking news and more. Anthony Gucciardi's coming as well. Stay there, Mr. Benny, a true American hero.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I've never offered 40% off on Brainforce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic, 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 20% off Supermel Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Labe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it to get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You can also sign up for auto ship and 10% off on top of that. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale Fundraiser now live at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone. 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
We are the heart of the resistance against the globalist takeover, against the corruption, against the looting. It is an information war. William Benny, former technical director of the National Security Agency, the, quote, leader of the NSA was the title, is our guest. I'm going to keep for another 5 minutes. I appreciate his work. Then I'm going to get into some of Donald Trump's speech from earlier and some more of your phone calls from Bosnia and Connecticut and New York and England, you name it. Anthony Gucciardi is going to be taking over some, too. We've got another 24 hours plus coming up. I'll be back later tonight with this marathon 28-hour broadcast. Mr. Benny, the new film, A Good American, coming out in September. There'll be a trailer out soon exposing all this with yourself and other whistleblowers. Other points you want to impart to folks that they should know about?
Well, we're going to use the film as a lever to get the movement started in Washington, first to expose the DODIG report, but then to go on and move toward a shifting this bulk acquisition out and forcing them into a targeted approach, which would be more productive and actually succeed. So this is kind of the lever we're trying to use to do that, and we, of course, need a little help to get that going, but that's on one of the links I gave you to, if people want to help, they can look at that link and see the different ways they can do that.
Sure. Which link is that? Goodamerican.org?
That's actually the site for where we put down how to do a targeted approach. We're putting it on the web for everybody to read so you can see how you can do it.
Sure. So, I was given exposedfacts.org and goodamerican.org. Can you pull up the site for folks to donate? Or to help spread the film?
It's the one it's the Kickstarter link.
Oh, good. That's a good American on Kickstarter. And so folks can go out there. It's there on screen. Please continue.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and what we're going to be doing is trying to get them to start doing smart things and abide by the Constitution and the laws of the country, instead of being a lawless organization, which is what we have now.
It's super dangerous. People think of a foreign power as a threat. Sure, it can be. But what about multinational corporations? What about combines in our own government taking over? Look at third world countries or Europe's history. That's usually the number one threat.
Yeah, absolutely. But now we've become the greatest threat. No country in the world was ever going to threaten us anyway. We were always too powerful, but we can't, against ourselves, we can grow. After all, the oath of office for everybody in Congress and in the White House and every employee of the government is to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Now, what we have here is a bunch of domestic enemies who are subverting the Constitution, and that needs to end.
Well, we just really appreciate you. In closing, unprecedented persecution of the press, unprecedented persecution of whistleblowers, clearly exposing criminal activity. Has that let up any? I know even liberals say Obama's the worst in history, more than any modern person.
No, they just sent Sterling off based on metadata to jail for a couple of years. So, that's not let up. The whole point is when Obama came in and said, let's not look back, let's look forward. And he applied that equally to everybody except for whistleblowers. So anybody who exposed the dirty laundry of the government and all the crimes and fraud and waste that they were committing, anybody who did that was, you prosecute them no matter what. You always look back and find them and get rid of them. That's what they're doing, and that's
right.
What they continue to do.
That's absolutely right. William Binney, former leader of the National Security Agency, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Wow. The great part about my job is I get to meet honorable people. That guy could have been paid $10 million a year. He didn't brag, but I've read news articles at big corporations. Top guy. Inventor of most of the NSA stuff. That guy's like freakishly genius. And he wouldn't do it. He won't do illegal stuff. And he hates it that they use his technologies to spy on everybody. Like interdimensional stuff, because any big mathematical equation will have like a shadow that's smaller than it's all this really sophisticated stuff. And that guy's like super genius, but see, he doesn't want to prey on people. And so there's the difference right there. He's one of the guys that broke the Russian codes, you name it. Let's turn his mic on real quick. Anthony Gucciardi's in here with us. We're riding shotgun a little bit in the next hour. What are you saying, Anthony? Yeah, he's an honorable guy because he understands you don't crap in the pool. Evil people think you do bad things. It doesn't affect you, too, or your kids. And they wonder why they have such bad luck. But I tell you, I want to take a few phone calls here and then play part of this Trump speech today. The full speech is on Infowars.com. We're going to go to Nimiyaha, if I pronounced that right, from Bosnia. And a few other callers here in just a few minutes. Anthony Gucciardi's in here with us. I'm not going to belabor this. We're running the biggest specials. I don't know if it's saying a lot, the biggest special here or there on one or two items. We have thousands of items. This is the biggest special ever. 40% off on storable foods, 40% off on Brain Force, 30% off on a bunch of the other nutraceuticals. The lowest discounts are 20% off on the Patriot apparel, the Hillary rape shirt, the Hillary for prison, the Molon Labe, Operation Sleeping Giant is live at Operation Sleeping Giant. You just go to Infowars.com/giant. And the small profit we make off each item hopefully will be outweighed by massive orders to give us the confidence to decide if I can hire a couple more reporters, a couple more camera people, a couple more writers, a couple more editors. I really need 6 to 15 people. And it's a hassle to manage folks, but we've got some good crew here, good folks to train people. And we just get overworked and overtasked trying to do 4 or 5 shows a day and work 7 days a week and be able to cover events in different parts of the world. We're doing it. I mean, Anthony and I were up here Saturday and Sunday. We're not bitching. It's just we were up here Saturday and Sunday. Anthony was up here Sunday for about 8 hours. I was up here about 5 hours. I was up here Saturday about 4 hours. So was he. And we're not complaining. We love doing this work. We want to train people so we're 7 days a week. But everybody doesn't have to work 7 days a week. And Rob Dew isn't having to work 18 hours a day and, you know, looking like he's not too happy, like a wet cat sometimes, which we all do when we get mad. But the point is that we're really busting our ass here, and we appreciate your prayers, your support. You cannot find a better place to get great products that are game changers and get a great deal and support, quite frankly, crazed maniacs when it comes to liberty. I mean, we've got the spirit of liberty. There's a reason we are kicking ass. When you see those hunchback crones and reanimated corpses and slithering demons, I love Drudge Report, Soros slithers into the convention. Weirdo Nazi collaborator, 85-year-old freakazoids. I mean, if we can't kick their ass, that's our fault. And here's the deal. We are kicking their butt. Here comes Wet Cat. Come on in here. You heard me talking about it. Look, he's wearing shorts and a sports jacket. Now, I feel bad for Dew. He'll be like, I've been working all week till 3 a.m. to finish these videos. I'm like, dude, don't work hard, but we have to. Because he's like, here, bring the, I didn't, this is not planned. Here's what
stuff's got to get done. And, you know, I finally feel like I slept 8 hours last night. I felt like I slept for a week. It was so, I mean, we're literally sleeping 3 to 4 hours a night in, at these RNC.
We almost got a couple fist fights.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, that's part of, it shows how intense we are. We're intense people, you know.
When it's 9 o'clock at night, you've been going since 7 a.m.
Yeah.
The communists just attacked here. Are the young Turks taking your videos down? You got to get crazy to go to the next level.
Exactly.
But then we were like 6 more hours after that.
That's the way it is sometimes, you know.
Lord Palpatine got tuned into the hatred.
You should be upset. It'd be weird if you weren't crazy, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm coming up at 3 o'clock in just, 20 minutes. I guess you're going to finish out the hour. And
hey, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Drink it every day. This wasn't even a planned plug. InfoWarsLife.com. So delicious.
I tell my kids, I go, y'all want some fruit punch? Hey, we want fruit punch. I'm making some fruit punch.
All the vitamins and minerals.
Exactly. And they love it. It tastes great. The kids love it. And
by the way, the ad we cut was before the 18-wheeler got here. It was with a little mini sampler one. It's like a lot bigger.
Yeah.
It's like hilarious. I keep saying recut that ad. Like, look, here's your little cup.
10 times bigger.
Yeah.
And it's good stuff. That Brain Force is amazing. I haven't even had Brain Force yet because I'm going to wait until the wee hours of the morning because I'll be doing
You're not allowed to have any Brain Force right now.
I heard your Brain Force plug.
Well, I've noticed the Brain Force is in an association we're really tired with.
Right.
It'll get you totally awake. Then you start something. It's bad, but when you're really awake, when you're super tired, it's like
picking out all the details.
Yeah. Stimulants and being tired, you start getting a little grumpy.
It happens. Maybe that's just you. I haven't seen you today either.
It's totally natural, totally healthy. It's just that if it's 9 o'clock at night, you got to work till 2 or 3 in the morning, and you take some, you're gonna be awake.
Oh yeah,
it's not like a coffee where you're kind of awake. You feel like crap. You're awake. You feel good. You want to kick. You know.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It does really work. Yeah.
It's exactly how I feel right now. Getting a little bit of sleep, I feel supercharged. But when I came in and did that Louis Farrakhan interview, which is where that ad plays from. I was dead tired. It was 8 o'clock, and I'm like, "There's no way I'm gonna finish this." And the Brain Force till 3 a.m. It was solid, like editing. You know, when you're editing, you're in the
just,
zone.
Just don't take, don't go too far.
Just don't take more than two.
Don't do it 2 or 3 days in a row. See, what it's for is to take one at 5 when you got to keep working till say 10. Then it's okay. Don't take two, dude.
I took two. And I finished the project. All right, I'm going to go get ready.
They sell stuff at gas stations for like $20 for 2 pills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For a pill, it's crazy.
That gives you a headache and doesn't work as well.
It's terrible.
This is $17 for a whole bottle.
They sell a lot of crazy stuff at the gas stations. Even Whole Foods, they have this new thing now is to sell one pill for like $20.
I wasn't on, dude. I just had to tell him, stop working.
He had
so
to come
much.
In because you called him a wet cat. So he had to come in.
Let's
the studio.
Joke around
he had to come in and take the mic.
You know how a wet cat looks. You can go on. No, dude's awesome. He's so into this, he won't stop. I'll tell the guy, I said, dude, go home. But, I mean, once you get in this fight, you want to expose it because there's, like, stacks of... By the way, do we have the Hillary Hyena video? I want to play that. This was banned and removed off the Internet already, and then they were airing it on national TV, and it was removed. And I realized it. I always hate her laugh. She sounds like a hyena. Do we have that? Cue up the Hillary Hyena, and I'm going to take a few phone calls. And then maybe just later, I want to air a big... God, that woman's a demon. There's something, I forget which national, I have an article on Infowars.com. A national cable channel just played that as a joke, and they got threats and stuff and removed it, and then it's been being removed. Who was it? TBS, yeah, yes, TBS. In fact, we want to retweet that at Infowars.com at Real Alex Jones. Let's play that again. Her laugh is indistinguishable from a hyena. And have you seen her now in public where she starts doing one? I mean, what do you think's going on with her?
Well, you know, maybe.
I almost want her just to get in, so she'll probably just launch nukes and just go, ah, hail Satan.
Launch laugh like a hyena.
Well,
you can imagine that, just pressing the launch codes, which are 000, right? And she's pressing 000, laughing.
Remember for a while it was 000?
Yeah, 000.
The government's so inept, it's 00, no one even said it.
No one cared. No one even changed it at all.
Because they're also delusional on drugs. Yeah. Here, let's, the word is Hillary's totally hopped up on drugs. Let's go ahead and play the hyena again. God, she's so fake. She's kind of like go through a little Muppet in a field and sing with it. You know, like, oh, hi. I'm
so that would sweet. Be great.
I'm a psychopath, but you don't know it. Oh, hi, I'm sweet. You like that?
That would be good. And have a hyena in there? It could be a hyena even, actually.
A hyena puppet?
Yeah.
That's a really good joke. I want to go to some phone calls. It's Nia in Bosnia. Welcome to the airwaves. Thank you for holding patiently. Are you?
Thank you very much, Alex. It's Nemanja, but I know it's very difficult to pronounce.
Nemanja?
Nemanja.
Nemanja.
Nemanja. Nemanja.
I'm from Texas. Right. Like Manchaka is Manchak, okay? So I'm gonna textify your name. All right, Naman, go ahead.
Thank you very much. It's an incredible honor. I will try to go straight to the point, but I have multiple points, so we'll see how much time you'll give me. First of all, one thing which I have noticed recently is that in the United States and generally in the West, they use more and more this narrative of progressives, how people should elect a progressive for a society to move forward.
Cancer now, is progressive.
This is straight out of communist playbook. And I know it's because here, you know, Bosnia and Herzegovina was a part of former Yugoslavia.
Well, sir, lean forward is the like Karl Marx slogan. Yeah, exactly. No, they're using communist nomenclature. Go ahead.
Yeah, but what they're doing also, I remember, and I have books which have been printed, you know, during the communist era. The official narrative, you know, in the first years of communism was that the, you know, someone who is in opposition to the system is a counter-revolutionary, so he should be executed or imprisoned. But later, it became sort of a trendy, you know, thing, something of what is happening to you in the West right now. So the narrative was that communism was progressive, and everyone else is backward, ugly, stupid, you know, unworthy of any recognition. So if there is...
Yeah, that's it.
Know,
communism is the future. It's going to create eternal life and space planes, but it can't even produce a car.
Something like that, yeah. Now, the another thing which I have noticed also, I think that, you know, people in the West, basically you were taking for so many decades democracy for granted. And I think that many people haven't noticed something that we have noticed here, and that is that democracy is no longer, you know, taught as a value, you know, in the West. It's no longer something which is to be understood as a virtue in its own. It is simply a tool which is only as useful as it serves its purpose, you know. Because this is what we have...
I agree, but I just want to know why we treat Madeleine Albright, a mass murderer, like a rock star, when she looks like a bloated maggot in a blue dress.
Great question, because, you know, here I'm a Serb from Bosnia, and, you know, we here Serbs have really had the chance to feel.
You've already enjoyed the Clintons weather. Running a jihad on you and giving one-third of your country to them.
Absolutely, yeah. This is exactly what we have felt. So many people here have been waiting.
And how'd you like those liberal DU bombs on civilian targets? Very liberal.
You see, well, we are not in the European Union, so we haven't seen any, you know, terrorist attacks here yet. However, they may come very soon because you.
Some of what happened to Serbia, though, when they bombed Belgrade.
Yeah, well, Serbia has been defeated, and unfortunately, it has been taken over by globalist minions who have been in power since the year 2000.
Yeah, and I'm told it's a beautiful country. Everybody I talk to says that whole area is as beautiful as it gets.
It is beautiful, but I want to also bring another idea, you know, because I have heard today on your show there were guests, and also you are saying that European leaders are demons who have sold out to the Muslims, etc. I think, if you're interested in my opinion, I think that these European leaders are simply globalist minions who have an intellectual capacity which is maybe enough to run, you know, a building.
No, I agree. They hire just fake people to be their fronts. That's it. That's why this show's so powerful. We're just telling folks what's in the white papers, what's really happening. We're not that smart compared to idiots we are. And we're just showing a real playbook saying, see what happens. And once people understand, they go, whoa, really? And again, this whole thing is based on stealth. Anthony Gucciardi is going to take over for the next 10, 15 minutes, and then the next guest host comes in. Stations, I encourage you to pick up the show. Some stations won't get it. Infowars.com/show.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I've never offered 40% off on Brainforce, one of our best-selling products. It is a brain nootropic. 20% off Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. 20% off Super Male Vitality. We have the third edition Hillary for Prison t-shirts that are about to sell out. And we have the new Bill Rape shirt that shows Bill Clinton, and under it says the words rape. You want to trigger a minion of Hillary? This is what you wear. And we also have the new Texas-style Molon Lambe with the M4. We're also setting it up at InfoWarsStore.com, where you can pay full price if you want to just support the broadcast. We have the discount. You can click it and get it 40% off, or you can pay full price. You also sign up for auto ship, get 10% off. On top of that, orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of specials. Operation Sleeping Giant Super Sale Fundraiser now live at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Or if you have any questions, you can call and order over the phone, 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble.
It's Operation Sleeping Giant, 28-hour broadcast. We're 4 hours into it. This is the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. That was a lot of fun with Alex. Now, to demonstrate the significance of this broadcast, 28 hours, which is actually a lot of time, a lot of manpower. Think about all of the people making this possible, all of the people staying here, 28 hours. Most people are going to stay 24 to 28 hours for this broadcast. But none of that means anything without every single person watching right now, sharing the streams, sharing the information, helping support the entire operation. So I want to say hats off to every single person listening. And you actually have to think about where we are historically. Where we are in, if historically this was a mountain, we are reaching the peak. Things are getting so insane that it's time to be 100% unapologetic. It's time to be 100% brazen, because we get things like these stories that we're going to talk about. Like the Olympics Committee saying, any non-sponsors are banned from tweeting about the Olympics. So if you're not a sponsor of the Olympics, you can't even tweet about the Olympics. You have things like regulators, this just came out today, want to allow more toxic chemicals in Florida's water. So how many times have we beaten back the toxic chemicals? They want to allow more toxic chemicals. They said a state panel will decide whether to declare higher toxin levels in drinking water. So just raise the levels. There's more toxic chemicals. It's good for you. It's totally fine. And, you know, there's been a lot of anti-police stuff that kind of puts us in a position of saying, you know, look what's going on. But we also have to remember things like this. Boston police use of cell phone trackers without warrants raises questions, and they're using this across the country. So what does that bring us to? It brings us to a point where they have openly screwed Bernie Sanders out of a nomination, whether you support him or not. They have. The anti-establishment message of a lot of people that followed Bernie was completely just hijacked. And now it's you are forced to worship Hillary Clinton, whether you want to or not. And the Bernie people are banned from the events and everything like that. It's total insanity. So what do we do? Instead of apologizing and sitting up here and being afraid and cowering in fear, we unapologetically stand boldly against it and all of this insanity. That is Operation Sleeping Giant. It's time to awaken the giant, not be crushed by the political, fake political correctness, the ideology prison that we let ourselves sit into. So that's why I'm unapologetically enthused about this, and so is everyone else here right now. And I'm honored to be a part of it, and thank you for being a part of it. So visit Infowars.com/giant to get the streams. Radio stations are open to carry this. After this hour, it is continuing on at Infowars.com/giant. And visit Infowarsstore.com. Even if you just want these unprecedented sales on the products, so they're the real deal, we don't cut corners, we don't use crap from China, we don't sweep up stuff off the floor and put it back on the conveyor belt, we use FDA-certified manufacturers, 40% off Brain Force. You've heard us talk about it. It's real. If you haven't tried it, you need to. It's the real deal. Look at the reviews. 20% off all water filters, 30% off Survival Shield X2, the flagship product that started it all, 30% off Super Male, Super Female, 20% off Survival Seeds, 20% off shirts, InfoWarsStore.com. This is your chance to support something great. Support greatness, not weakness. Stand unapologetically bold. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We'll be back with more InfoWars.com/giant to watch the 28-hour stream. Stay tuned.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.